Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Just got plenty of time, next 3 hours, for you to join us. Give us a call and we can answer your questions. Now, I said it earlier, but 18 days till spring. If you want to get exact, 18 days, 16 hours, 43 minutes, and 5 seconds. So we're getting pretty close to spring. Less than 3 weeks away. I love it. I can't wait. So it's a nice treat we're having right now with the weather going forward. Today, not so much. It's a bit chilly. But I will say, in the next week or so, it's going to be real nice temperatures. We could even see some 60s during the week. Tomorrow, cloudy, 50. Tuesday, 60 with cloudy. Wednesday, some rain, 53. But the great thing is the temperatures at night. Monday, 41 overnight, 42 overnight Tuesday. So we're a little bit of a warm-up spell. You'll start to see some of your plants starting to swell up, get ready for that spring. But we're, it's a slow warm-up. It's not a complete change because we're still getting some of the cool weather at night in the 30s. Next week we're looking at, towards the end of the week, some cold temperatures again. But, the plants are starting to feel it, starting to get ready. And enjoy the temperatures that we have here. Now, just thinking about it, I'm looking at a computer screen where it has that countdown till spring, and the picture changes every 5 seconds here in the background, and it goes from crocuses to daffodils to cherry blossoms to apple blossoms to all different types of flowers. It's just getting me excited. There's even one that's got the dandelion with the bee right above it. That's even got me excited, I'll tell you. Let's think spring. What can we do? What can we do out there to get ready? We talked about it this, at the 6 o'clock hour, getting that soil test done. And that's definitely something we'll be looking at, right away, as soon as you can get a shovel into the soil, right? That's what we're looking to do. That free soil test from Natural Alternative. Click on the soil test. Use the coupon code SOILTEST. And everything will be free. Get that taken care of now before you actually will send the sample away, because they're going to send you a bag that it needs to go into and how much is supposed to be in there and instructions on how to do it. So even if you're not ready to do the soil sample, get out there and dig, order it now. You can go onto their website, or you can call them and mention the soil test that you heard on the Paul Parent Garden Club. Their phone number is 888-546-5941 or naturalalternative.com. You can go in either one of those and get that soil test taken care of. And like I said, it's important to do it now because it's going to take them a couple days to get the bag to you and the instructions. Then you're going to fill it and send it back so they can send it out. So, you know, you still have a couple days to do it. And like we talked about with the soil sample, getting it in, say you're doing a lawn or a garden. Let's go with garden. Let's get the four corners of the garden and one from the center, going down the depth of a shovel and trying to get that soil that's at the bottom of the shovel, the furthest down, get that soil. You know, try to get that soil. Put it into a 5-gallon bucket, all samples. Mix it up a little bit. Let it sit for a day outside in the sun so it's not getting wet. Because what you're looking to do is get rid of some of that moisture. You know, you don't want it to be soaking wet when you send it, the weight of it, etc. You're not getting the sample that you're really looking to get. So get that taken care of now. But again, like I said, do it. Order it now. You don't even have to take the soil test or the samples for another couple weeks. But get everything to your house. Get it ready so you can start going. Because we want to be ahead of everything. You know, we can start to look and see what can we grow inside. Get ready. You know, we're not far from. You know, we're still a few weeks about thinking about growing some of those coal crops, right? The coal crops. I always, for the longest time when I was a kid, I would always call them the cold crops. You know, that's kind of what everybody thinks they are, but they're called coal crops that you can actually be planting when the temperatures are cooler, you know, before frosts, you know, while the frost might even be going on, and starting them up earlier on there. A list of the coal crops: Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, collards, kale, kohlrabi, mustard, broccoli, turnip, watercress. Now, those are all types that you can be starting early. I'm not saying do it today. You know, we still could have a chance of some of that snow. You never know what happens, especially in New England here. But, you know, it's definitely something to be looking at doing soon. So something to look at. You again, we're looking at the temperatures to start to be 40 degrees so we can get started. We don't want the temperatures. So basically, with a coal crop, when to plant it. Some of them, like most cabbage varieties, can get out earlier than a broccoli or a cauliflower because they can actually tolerate the lower temperatures. But in general, these crops grow best when temperatures are below 80 degrees and nighttime temperatures are below 60. So, you know, temperatures that are warmer, you know, can push them a little bit, but they can definitely tolerate some of those colder temperatures. So I would look at it and say, you know, you got a sunny area that's not as warm, you know, maybe a little bit colder, you can get it started inside. At the same time, you have a sunny window that's nice and warm, let's start getting a few other things taken care of. Let's start getting some of those, you know, tomatoes from seed if you're looking to do, because seed will take a little bit longer than going out and buying, you know, the already planted tomatoes or peppers, eggplants, any of those. Let's get them started now, right? Let's get it going. Get the right seed starter plant, the soil, nice light mix to get them going. One thing that we talk about each week when we talk about either transplanting or seed starting is getting that soil before you plant anything wet, soaking it down so that, say you're doing seeds, you don't want to put a seed right in some light mix, then water it. The seed's going to go right to the bottom of the soil because it's just going to go as far down as possible because the water's just going to push it there. So we want to water the soil a little bit before we plant. Kind of crazy, I know. Watering something that's not even there. But getting that soil a little thicker is going to help keep that seed in the right spot, and it's going to be ready to start absorbing the water. So definitely take a look at what seeds you can start and what you're thinking about doing this year and get them ready. I know we're still, you know, the last frost that usually happens in the spring is about May 20th, okay? So we're, what, 80 days away? You know, so it's a little early, obviously, for some of these plants where some of the tomatoes and eggplants that you're, or peppers, if you look at how many days it takes before harvest, you know, it could be like 90 days, right? So we're early, but let's get started with some of these things and think about what we're going to be doing. You know, if you order online for seeds, start ordering them now, get them at home. If you go to your local garden center, a lot of the garden centers have the seeds ready to go in big areas, you know, like grow your own sections, have everything you need, the soil starter, the seeds themselves, the pots, everything that you're looking for. So definitely take a look out there at the garden center now. Get ready for spring to happen because it's not far away. Again, I said it's 18 days, right? We want to think spring, think what we can be doing in the garden this year, and we can discuss that as the show goes on. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a couple.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at graham.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Another couple hours of the show left here to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. And we were talking about soils. Getting them ready for planting, you know, really, I just remember back learning about, you know, this watering the soil before when I was a kid. We used to plant a lot of different things at the garden center that the family owned called the Family Patch in Maine. We used to get the big bales of ProMix, right? Big bales of soil. That's basically, if you were to take a look at like a peat moss bale, it's the same way. It's compressed like that. So you'd have to break it up. You'd put it on a table, get it mixed up, and try to loosen it, etc. And then we'd just take the hose and soak it down, mix it, because it doesn't all get hit. Get it so you can kind of see what's dry, water it again, and go from there. Just every time I think about transplanting, I can still see that little that job that we were doing every time. I can see it in my head of what's going on there. So it's a perfect memory to have, but it just reminds me every time that you're looking to get something ready in a new container and new soil, get it watered first. Sounds silly, but it really, really works. If you're looking to add things to the soil, you know, add it with the, once you've gotten the plant in there, you know, like your protolizer or your biotone starter, mix that in as after the plant has been put into the soil so it can kind of get in there. So it's not just sitting at the bottom of the soil. We want to get it towards the root system the right way. You mix it in nicely around the plant. A little bit maybe on top to get it in there. Whereas the protolizer, so that would be your, you know, your biotone starter. With the protolizer, you're going to water that in. It's a liquid. It's like a wettable powder. So you mix it with water to get it in there to help the root systems. So both of them are going to be different ways to do it, but great additives when you're transplanting. When you're looking to get soils out in the yard, or in containers, You know, definitely look for an all-purpose potting mix. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of the complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now you start thinking Espoma, you know, you really do think about Hollytone, and we're not far away from using that Hollytone. Wait till the temperatures warm up a little bit more in the soil. You know, it's starting to warm up outside, but remember, the soil is where our roots are active, and that's where we want to take care of them. So we're probably a couple weeks away, but it's not too early to be thinking about getting the Hollytone or the Tree Tone or Plant Tone, anything that you're looking to do. Your garden centers have all these products ready to go so you can be ready for your garden. A lot of the Espoma products, I'd almost say almost every one of them, have that biotone microbe mixed into it with the fertilizers as well. So it's definitely helpful. You can take a look at Espoma's website. It's espoma.com, E-S-P-O-M-A.com. Tons of information, tons of you know, product knowledge that you just might not know, and when to do it, how to do it, etc. Some videos on how to do it, so definitely take a look at them. Again, that's espoma.com, and you'll get tons of information off there. And there's a little spot there that says where to buy, so you can figure out which local garden center you can go to. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Hollytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden is the decisive winner of South Carolina's Democratic presidential primary.
We just won, and we've won big because of you. And we are very much alive.
Bernie Sanders coming in second and remains the Democratic frontrunner overall after his earlier wins in New Hampshire and Nevada. Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Pete Buttigieg vowing to keep going despite finishing poorly in South Carolina. Businessman Tom Steyer is suspending his campaign.
And honestly, I can't see a path where I can win the presidency.
The death toll from the COVID-19 or coronavirus is approaching 3,000 worldwide. There are now more than 70 people inside the United States who have contracted the virus, and one person's died of it in the U.S. That was announced yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so we want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Fred's in Massachusetts.
Fred, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I turned the radio station on earlier this morning and just caught the tail end of the soil testing.
Yep.
Manufacturing or laboratory.
Yep.
Where the soil is tested.
Okay.
I think it was a Natural Alternative.
Yes.
The company.
So it's Natural Alternative is the company. You can go right onto their website. When you go to the website, you go to all products. There's a spot where it says soil tests and equipment. Right. So you can order it online. When you go to the checkout, there's a spot for like a coupon code. And that coupon code is just soil test, one word.
Okay.
You can also call them if you wanted to. If you can't get to the website, their phone number is 888-546-5941. And just mention that you heard it on the Paul Parent Garden Club. But again, do it now so you can get the information that they have, the bag that you need to put it in,
right,
and how to do it, et cetera. Get it now so when the ground thaws, you can just get it done.
Well, I have two areas of my property. One is a vegetable garden. The other one is a flower garden. And believe it or not, the vegetable garden, I was able to take a spade shovel and get down a good 8 to 12 inches into the soil. I was very surprised. But there is no snow around where I'm at right now. But the perennial and annual garden of flowers had a covering of bark mulch, and the area is still frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't going to send in one sample without the other. So I think maybe in my case I should wait a few more, maybe a week or so more. Hopefully this week's supposed to be pretty warm down here.
And yeah, so You definitely take a look at, so the mulch, it's interesting, right? So where I work, we have piles of mulch because we sell it by the yard. Mm-hmm. The crust, if you will, on the top, the, like maybe 4 inches, is frozen solid, but then underneath is just completely thawed. So it does what mulch does. It insulates and keeps it one temperature. So on these warm days, if you can kind of remove some of that mulch, just in case you can't get to it till later on, that mulch is creating that barrier where it's frozen, and then maybe underneath that soil, it can be exposed a little bit to warm up so you can get that shovel in a little bit deeper.
Okay, I'll give that a shot probably this week. It's going to, like I said, it's supposed to warm up quite a bit, and I'd like to get the soil tested as soon as I can.
Definitely.
Get an early jump on spring.
Exactly.
Coming early.
The earlier you can get it done, the better, because as we get closer to, you know, the season going on, more people are going to want to do that soil test. And so it's going to go from a quick turnaround, you know, 5 to 7 days, to maybe 14 days turnaround as you get closer to spring, because so many people are going to be looking to do it. So sooner you can do it, the better. And if you can get a shovel in the ground, you know, soon, definitely do it. But I like to take the sample from each one, keep it separated, but put it in like a 5-gallon bucket to allow it to dry out a little bit.
Okay.
Because you don't want to send all that moisture. There's still going to be water in the ground. And drying it out a little bit is going to get you a purer sample. You're getting the soil itself. It's not bogged down with water. So put it in like a 5-gallon bucket. Leave it in the sun for about 24 hours. You don't want more than that because you could dry it out completely. Yeah, you just want to take some of that moisture out. But about 24 hours in the sun, then send it the next day. So that will help you get a bigger sample into the bag, because that moisture is not going to compact everything. You're going to get it in there. So when they do the soil testing, they can really get it, know what's going on in there.
Sure. What, approximately how much of a sample do you think they need? Maybe like a pound of soil?
So the average sample should be about a pound.
Okay.
Or so. So one of the reasons why you go online now to get the soil test sent to you is because they'll send you the bag that you're going to send the soil back to them in, and that will actually, if it's the bag that I'm thinking of, it'll have a line where it'll show like how much you need to put in it. I always like to put a little bit more because, you know, think about if you put too little, they're going to send it back. You're going to have to get more. It's just going to make the process go a little bit longer. It's about a pound of soil, and you want to put the shovel into the ground, you know, as deep as like your spade will go. And you want the soil that's about 8 inches deep, because that's where a lot of the nutrients are. As it goes higher, it might be a different concentrate based on when you put fertilizers down before, but 8 inches is about the average of where you want to take that sample from.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Well, that's been a lot of help. I appreciate everything you've done.
No problem. And again, it's that coupon code is soil test. If you go online to Natural Alternative, or you can give them a call and just mention the Paul Parent Garden Club, and they'll take care of you.
I'll do that.
All righty.
Thanks a lot for your help.
Thanks, Fred. Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Now our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're talking a lot about that soil test, but it's something you got to do early. Get it ready so we can figure out what to do in the ground this year. You know, if you've had some issues in the past with the lawn, or it just hasn't been successful, do this. It's a no-brainer. It's free. It's absolutely free. You know, you don't have to. The only thing you have to do is send it back and take care of it that way. So, you know, think about it. It's very easy. Now, again, we're not far from spring, but we're still in winter. So we're not fertilizing outside yet. As you just heard from Fred, he's in Massachusetts. His garden, he can get the shovel down 8 to 10 inches. His perennial garden, he can't get a shovel in there. So it's still frozen. So we're still in between. You know, you might think, all right, awesome, let's go. You know, maybe add some compost in there. But some of that fertilizer is just still too cold soil temperature-wise to be putting in the ground with some of them. You know, if you were to put down more of like a lime, the longer lime, like just a pelletized lime, you know, a six-month lime, then you could be putting some of that down. But I wouldn't be putting down like a holly tone or a tree tone or any of those yet. Wait a little bit longer. Let's get some of the warm temperatures that are coming this week. You know, 60 degrees on Tuesday, 55 on Wednesday. And that the night temperatures are staying in the 40s. So it's warming up. We're getting ready for the, you know, that spring to really hit us. So, you know, we can see what we can do going forward. Now, some of the other things you can be looking at outside to be doing this time of year. Take a look at some of the branches. You know, we talked about it earlier, but see, you know, some of your trees and see if some of the branches are broken. Get rid of them. Prune them. Thin them out a little bit. Take a look at some of any of your trees. Let's say like a crab apple or an apple tree that has sucker growth. Let's get rid of the sucker growth now. Now, that sucker growth is one that comes out of the stem and then does an immediate 90-degree angle, turns straight up, and then just goes straight up there. That's your sucker growth. On there, you're going to want to get rid of those. What it is the other name for them is water sprouts, because all they're doing is taking water away from the plant itself. So you definitely want to get rid of those and not have them on your trees this year. And that can be on anything. The sucker growth isn't just specific trees. It will go everywhere that I've seen. You know, a couple years back, I was at my parents' house up in Maine, and they have a crabapple tree that has been there since, I'd say, the early 90s. So it's huge, right? But I looked in there, and all I could see was this sucker growth on the inside, and I wanted that tree to get healthier looking, bigger, etc. So I got rid of some of those suckers. I also got rid of some of those cross branches. Now, the cross branches are the ones that are leaning on other branches or rubbing up against the bark onto each branch. So I look at it and say, which one is the healthier? Which one, if I were to remove, would, you know, look like I didn't really remove anything, right? I want to take the one that's not going to affect the shape and look of the tree the most. And so I would take those out. And that was, it might be like 4 or 5 years ago at this point. I had taken some of that out earlier in the year, springtime. And I'll tell you, it filled out nicely that year. It's nice and thick now. Just getting rid of some of those, you know, cross branches and sucker growth, it really helped the plant itself grow wider. It had more blooms. It was healthier. And it wasn't as, you know, weak. It wasn't getting that sucker growth as much. It probably could do it again at some point soon, but only time will tell on that. Now, speaking of my parents' house up in Maine, we had done an article on the newsletter, and the newsletter comes out weekly that we take articles that my father has written and put them out there. He had written an article in regards to potatoes. And, you know, just some different things. And on the article, it states how much his mother loved potatoes to the point where when my grandmother, his mother, passed away, he put a potato in the casket to send her with it, right? Well, I want to make sure everyone knows that my father was the one who wrote those. My mom is alive and well, doing well for us. I know we've gotten a couple emails that have said, you know, condolences, etc. But she is doing well. She's still putting that newsletter together. So she's the one behind the scenes here. So I appreciate everybody, you know, reading the articles and reaching out to us. But she is A-okay. And she's going to be with us a long time and taking care of us at the Paul Parent Garden Club like she always has. So wanted to make sure I put that out there because there is a spot that says know, that there was a potato put into her casket. But I'll tell you this, that was my grandmother. My father wrote the article. So, you know, my mom is doing well. Still up in Maine, so that's where it's all confusing. It all, you know, I was reading the article afterwards. I was like, huh, yep, that makes sense. Okay. So definitely an article written by my father. So we'll keep on keeping on, but she's doing well. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about another hour, 2 hours and 15 minutes left of the show. So we have plenty of open lines and we can answer your questions. We're going to be talking for the next couple hours. No guests this week. So definitely give us a call and we'll do everything we can to help you out as we want to think spring, get ready for spring, and keep on going. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Richard is in Canton, Mass.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, thank you for taking my call. I have one question this morning. I have bulbs that are starting to poke through. Some of the daylilies that I have, I've got about a half inch, three quarter of an inch of the tips poking through the soil at this point. Should I be covering that, or will it tolerate the cold snaps that we have?
So I'd be a little bit nervous on some of the cold snaps that we're having. Take a look at the weather now, but the temperatures for the week, today is the worst of the week. The rest of the week, the temperature is going to be in the 50s. We'll even get some 60s, but the overnights are in the 40s. When we get later in the week, Friday and Saturday, that's when it's going to get colder. So what I'd look to be doing at that point, and we discussed this earlier this morning, and it was a great suggestion to use like an upside down pot, plastic pot, to put over some of the new growth. But what I'd look to do is put either leaves or compost around the pot on the outside, so that it keeps it insulated, and that way you're not putting too much mulch or too much anything on top of it, continuing to push it to go through the mulch. You're trying to just keep it the temperatures a few degrees warmer, and so that it's not going to kill the green growth that you have. So you could, if it's just a couple inches, throw some mulch on it and cover it that way, or some leaves. If you have leaves left in the yard that you didn't get cleaned up, We know that winter happened early, and then it slowed down. So you might have some of that there. So you could use any of those, but get some covering for it, especially towards the end of the week. Just looking at temperatures, it's, you know, in the teens overnight. That's where we're going to be worried about, and even during the day.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's so, you know, one of the reasons why we suggest using that pot putting on top is you can take it off during the day when it's warm out, whereas the mulch, you'd have to move it back and then put it on, move it back, etc. So either one will work, just whatever's going to work, you know, for you is what you're looking to do. So definitely do something because, you know, the garden centers are starting to bring in some of the trees and shrubs and everything that are showing buds, and they can lay them down and put a nice frost blanket over them to keep them that warmer temperature. It's kind of like the same thing for your bulbs that are popping in your daylilies.
Okay, and as far as starting to work in beds, I'm putting in a couple of new flower beds. Is that just a matter of waiting until the frost is out of the ground so that it's workable, or do I have to wait until the ground reaches a certain temperature?
No, so at this point, it's not the temperature. It's for just working the soil. It's not temperature-wise. It would be if you were planting, would be the temperature-wise. So if you can get your shovel in the ground and you can turn the soil, go ahead and do it. Add some of that compost to it. Get it a little looser. If you got the rototiller that can go down, great. You know, it's those beds that already have plants in it. Or, you know, you just don't want to disrupt those areas yet. But if it's just an open garden bed, you can start adding the compost, putting it on top, rototilling it in, as long as you can get a shovel in the ground. And I had a call earlier, the last call, he was saying that he could put his shovel in his garden about 8 inches into the ground. So
I've got a couple of spots. One spot gets a lot of sun, and I can probably do that. Spots that get shade, I probably can't. But on those areas that I can rototill and turn it over, is it too early to start adding things like fertilizer and other soil?
That's where it's. So you could add like compost, but I wouldn't use any fertilizer or soil additive like that until that's when the temperatures need to be above 40 degrees in the soil. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Good luck. We'll be right back. Okay.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.